Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God does not deal in right or wrong. He never has. We do that. Listen to me. God only deals in life and death. And he overcome death. Come on, are you here? Amen? Because when you live at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you keep all the rules, and you play by the rules, then all of a sudden, you know what you become? A Pharisee. Thank you, God, I'm not like them. But you've blessed me to live a pure and holy ordained life. Not like that poor... Just touch them, Jesus. Am I helping anybody? And what happens is when you live in the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, what you do is you believe that God approves of you. because you keep the rules. God's approval of you has nothing to do with whether you live a sin-free life or you live right or wrong or good or evil. Come on, hear me now. Because what happens is when you live in that tree, when you break the rule, all of a sudden condemnation comes rushing in. And then you go hide out and won't come to church for a couple weeks. Yeah, I really messed up. I can't go to church. I can't even look at the pastor. And you went and did what you did when you knew you shouldn't have done what you did, but you did it anyway. Now you feel bad about doing it. And God's up there going, I just love you. Just come away from death and come back to life. Walk in life. Don't walk in death. Come on, am I helping anybody? I can't go to church. So what happens? God says, no, you can't live at that tree. You got to live at the tree of life. Come on, somebody say, I got to live at the tree of life. You know why we got to live at the tree of life? Because there's about 5,000 different churches in the world today that all claim the name of Jesus Christ. And every one of them will give you a different answer to what is right or wrong. Some will say, don't eat pork. Some will say, don't drink no alcohol. Don't even touch wine. Oh, my God, that's a sin. Some will say, don't get tattoos. That's terrible. Some will say, you better wear your hair in a bun, ladies. You will bust hell wide open if you don't. Some say, don't put makeup on. Some Pentecostals say, please put makeup on. What are we doing? We're living in the knowledge of tree of good and evil and right and wrong. And there will always be somebody to tell you, you can do that or you can't do that. Come on, somebody. Amen? Yes, the question is not whether it's right or wrong. The question is does it produce life in you? Is what you're doing producing life? Is what's manifesting in your life producing life in you, or is what manifesting in your life producing death? So God gave us a whole bunch of stuff that's sinful in the Bible, and he says if you do these things, they're going to produce death in you. Huh? Listen, God's got a perfect bullseye for your life. There's like a target with a bullseye on it for your life. He has a bullseye for your finances. He has a bullseye for your sex life. He has a bullseye for your career. He has a bullseye for your ministry. He has a bullseye for your family. He has a bullseye for your children. God has a bullseye for your life. It's his plan for you. And anytime we take a shot at that target and we don't hit the bullseye, God's not condemning you for that. But he's saying if you will take the time to hit the bullseye of your life, you'll have life and you'll have it more abundantly. You'll be blessed. You'll be in the right position and you can move into the destiny of your life. But we get so hung up on what's right and wrong. Let me just tell you this. Sin is an old English word. It's an old archery term. It means you didn't hit the bullseye. They used to launch the arrow and the guy would be over there on the side and go, hark, you sinned. You missed the bullseye. Huh? The Greek word is harmatia. It means that you're not living at the right position of your life. And because you're not in the right place of your life, death is being produced in your life. God's got a bullseye for you in every area of your life. And a lot of people hit the bullseye on their family. They hit the bullseye on their marriage. But they may not be hitting the bullseye on their finances. So what happens is death gets produced in their finances. Does it mean they're not God's child? No. Does it mean they're going to bust hell wide open? No. But it means they are being robbed from the favor and the blessing of God in that area of their life. And so they cycle in and out of dysfunction in that area of their life. And then the devil comes along because the devil's all about right or wrong. And he says this. Well, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. And then the next thing that happens is guilt, condemnation, and shame come into your life. And you feel less than. You feel unloved. You feel inadequate. You feel rejected. You feel insecure. you have no self-esteem, and pretty soon you begin to lose your identity, and death begins to manifest in your life. And you live hopeless, always searching for something to satisfy you, but never finding it. Always looking for something to fill you, but always feeling empty. And God's saying, No. I have come to give you life, and life abundantly. I've got a bullseye for your life. I've got a plan for your life. I've got a purpose for your life. Get in the right position.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Confront yourself. Say, God, I need life, not death. See, we've taken this whole Christian culture in our nation today, and we've made it so much about what we're doing to be a Christian, when what we're doing really should be an expression of the Father's heart in us. We've got millions of Christians that go to church every Sunday, that go to churches where they go there because they're obligated, because they feel like if they go, they're a good Christian. Do you know that's the wrong motive to go to church? The motive to go to church is that we're going to church to spend time with our daddy that loves us, to get equipped in our life for what's next, to be spurred on in our destiny, to have purpose revealed to us, so that we can live the life that He called us to. God's intention for you is not to suffer, not to be sick, not to be downtrodden, not to be grieving and loss, but to be leaning on Him for everything that He's promised your life. But it takes us getting in the right place. Y'all know me. I'm a no condemnation person. I don't point fingers at anybody. You don't need me to tell you if you got something wrong in your life. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. All I can do is be accountable to God for the truth that I give you in this house. And this is the truth. God wants you to have life. And He wants you to have abundant life, overflowing life, blessed life, life with favor. Not holding back, not struggling, not being beat down. I'm going to tell you right now, I've had all the religion I can take. I can't even hardly stand to talk to religious people. God's got to give me grace and help me with it. I really do. I need God to help me with it. Y'all got to pray for me, because when people start getting religious and wagging their fingers at God's other children, trying to tell them how to live their life and what's right and what wrong, it eats me alive. Because listen to me, there are no perfect people in the church. There are none. The only thing that makes you perfect in the sight of God is the blood of Jesus. There's nothing you're doing that puts you in a position any greater or higher than anybody else in the kingdom of God. I don't care if somebody's in a homosexual relationship. If they are seeking the Lord, keep your mouth shut and pray for them. Hear me. Because the truth will come, and the truth will bring freedom. And the truth will bring life. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. Justin knows my buddy John. John Hobbs is a father to me. He's been a father to Justin. Known the guy for years. He's been out to Dunklin, spoke out there many times. This guy's got such a heart for people. He's one of the people I keep myself accountable to. I have about 4 or 5 great men of God that check on me. Make sure I'm not giving y'all a load of crap down here. And they hold me accountable. And he's one of them guys that call me and checks on me and he says things to me. But I've never met nobody in my life that has such a heart for people, that's done so much in the kingdom of God and seen lives healed and lives changed. We're so apt as believers to pull the hammer back on our spiritual gun and go, gotcha. That's not our job. We have a great commission from God, and it's really just about giving the love of Jesus to people, bringing the gospel message to people. It's a message of hope, a message of redemption, a message of grace, and a message of mercy. God don't need you to fix anybody. The Holy Spirit can do it. All we got to do is be brothers and sisters to people and spur each other on in the growth of the kingdom and help people get in position. And not by wagging a finger, by being a brother, by being a close friend. I grew up in the biggest church in the whole United States of America in the 1980s. Over 10,000 members. My parents were on staff there. I saw church politics. I saw greed. I saw bitterness. I saw people come in and serve and then get chopped up and left on the side of the road with no compassion. And at 14 years old, I said to myself, I want none of this garbage. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I lived a life of hell for the next 8 years of my life. Drug dealer, criminal, anything evil you can think of, I was in the middle of it. I didn't care. I figured the people of the world that were strung out on drugs were more sincere and more real than Christians. That's where I was at in my thinking. And when that lifestyle of death that I was living for 8 years landed me in jail, and my life was pretty much over because of my own actions, and I was dealing with the consequences of my behavior, I cried out to Jesus. I wasn't condemned. I knew better, but I wasn't condemned. I gave my life to the Lord, and I began this journey in my life. And by 1994, I was youth pastor in this building, this church right here. But I still had that religious mindset. You got to live right. You can't do this. You got to do this. You can't do that. I quoted the scriptures in the Bible. The one that everybody quotes. What's it? What's the one? The sexually immoral, the homosexual, the drunkard, the glutton, all those will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I used to think, man, that means all these people ain't going to go to heaven if they call on the name of the Lord. And I met this guy, John. He said, no, that's not what that scripture means. The kingdom of heaven was given when Jesus said it was finished. It's a first-person issue. He's talking about inheriting the kingdom of heaven right now, right here. And as long as you're chasing after those things that bring death in your life, you can't inherit the kingdom of God in your life right now. Abundant life, the kingdom of heaven is in us now. The kingdom of heaven came when Jesus resurrected from the dead. It's now. It's here. It's in you. It's not something far off when you get to heaven. The kingdom of heaven is in you. And if those things are going on in your life, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. It's producing death in you. And he told me this, and I'll never forget it. In the year 2000, it changed my walk with the Lord forever. He said, Jason, because I was done, man. I was ready to quit church. I was burned out. I had enough of Christians again. I'd gotten saved in 1990. I'd done it for 10 years. I'm like, this is the same garbage. And he told me this. He said, listen, God's not mad at you. He never can be disappointed in you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He's your Father. You got to change your perspective. He loves you more than you could ever possibly love your own son. And when I begin to see my walk with the Lord like that, all of a sudden things begin to shift in my thinking. And it impacted my life from that day to this day. The day I discovered that God was not mad at me, that he's not judging my performance, that my relationship is not based on what's manifesting in my life, but that he loves me so much that he made a perfect plan for me. He made a bullseye for me and gave me purpose and a destiny. And he said, Jason, I love you so much. I'm giving you everything you need in your life to hit that bullseye. This ain't about you in condemnation, you in guilt, you in shame. This is about your daddy who loves you with an everlasting love, whose will for you is that you have life and have it more abundantly. I love John Hobbs, man. I've been trying to get him down here. I just want to turn him loose on you. John Hobbs used to be the president of the whole Northeast Division of the United States of the United Methodist Church. He was a speechwriter for a senator. He's done so many amazing things in his life. Just a brilliant man. And he got baptized in the Holy Ghost and set free. He was invited to lead the United Methodist Church. And he's been kind of doing his own thing for about the last 40 years. And just amazing. Amazing man of God. And when I hang out with him, and Justin will bear witness to you, it's just like hanging out with Jesus, ain't it? It's awesome. Jesus was, man, the guy's real. And he just, you can't go anywhere without him. I mean, everywhere you go, restaurants, places, everywhere, he's just talking about Jesus. People just are attracted to him by Jesus. He started ministering to this lesbian couple about 4 years ago. They own a nightclub together. And he's just giving them Jesus and loving on them. He goes by the nightclub and hangs out with them and talks to them about Jesus. And he's been working with this couple for like 4 years, just giving them Jesus. And I talked to him a couple years ago. He goes, yeah, we're getting ready to celebrate my mama's 92nd birthday. I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, we're going to have it down there at the lesbian bar. We're throwing the party down there. He said, we're going to just bring in all the believers and give them Jesus. I mean, that's the heart of the Father. That's the heart of the Father. Now what's happening is the work of the Lord is beginning to manifest in all those people that have twisted identities. People that believe they were born that way all of a sudden are beginning to experience the love of a Father that says, no, you got a greater destiny than that. You got a greater purpose than that. There's a bullseye for your life. Get positioned. Get in the right place.
Oh, praise him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King. The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.